if we would just learn to embrace the God who can be found in the midst of suffering, then we find meaning, then we find purpose.
Patience and endurance are difficult to maintain sometimes, but through Christ, all things are possible. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Johnny Erickson Tada speaks from her own experience.
Sometimes I think we Christians want to erase hardship out of our lives. We don't like having to wait on the Lord. We don't like having to endure a furnace of affliction. But God did not erase suffering out of the Christian's dictionary. Although we try to medicate it, divorce it, drug it, escape it, institutionalize it, we do everything but live with it. And yet it is in the midst of suffering that we can best apprehend the powerful grace of Jesus, which is ours through his death and resurrection, through his own suffering. And so Jesus is ecstasy beyond compare, and it's worth anything to be his friend, no matter how difficult the hardship.
Jesus knows best what it means to suffer, and he can give you the strength to endure.
I was sitting in a Sunday morning worship service, and he was speaking from the book of James about patience. And he quoted from James this remarkable verse, "Be patient." And then he added, "until the Lord's coming." And he underlined that word, "until." And I tell you what, sitting there in the audience in my wheelchair, my heart swelled with joy. My eyes became wet to know that soon and very soon, there will be an end to the hardship. It's until the Lord comes. So I can make this. I can endure. I can persevere because I know there's a finish line.
God is there in the midst of your pain. So look to him as you ask him to be your source of hope and strength.